These.
Kick out football.
Kick out football.
Are the Michael K. Show.
It's football.
Pro Picks.
I've been watching it for 40 years. 40.
All right, so Peter was the point winner last week. So he was also the champion last year. So hopefully he doesn't drone on and on like he did last week, and he will make the first picks.
I'll keep it quick, guys.
Good.
But with your attitude, maybe I'll take a little longer. You asked earlier, will anyone touch the Jets-Patriots game? Jets getting 6 points at home against the New England Patriots. I like the Jets. I like the Jets exactly enough for 1 point. Why? Because I loved what I saw from Zach Wilson and company in the second half. And truthfully, I don't know about this New England team that was in a dog fight with last week with Miami. Don't know exactly who Mac Jones is. I think New England will probably find a way to get the win. But I think it'll be close. And I'll take your New York Jets covering the 6 points for one. My two-point pick would be the Baltimore Ravens. They are playing the Kansas City Chiefs. They are getting 3.5 points at home. The Ravens team is beat up in the secondary. We know that. And they lost a tough one on Monday night against the Raiders. But I think most of us would think that even though this Ravens team has their share of injury issues, and I'm not saying they're a championship contender, they are the Ravens. And they do look capable of moving the football. I know Lamar has not been great from the pocket. Everyone's still waiting to see what kind of passer he can be. But the truth is, guys, you watch the game on Monday. They can still move the football. And I've said this, I'll say it again. More often than not, the Chiefs do not seem to cover. And this game's away from Arrowhead. So I see the Ravens hanging tough, maybe losing by a field goal. But the hook there will save the Ravens. They'll be my two-point pick. My three-point pick is another team that I'm expecting to see a bounce back from in the AFC East, and that would be the Buffalo Bills, who, of course, were surprised in week one by the Steelers. This week, they go to Miami. They're favored by 3. And I'm sorry, if you're the Buffalo Bills and you're a Super Bowl contender, you guys tell me that week two against Miami isn't a game they're supposed to get. I like the Bills to bounce back and cover the points in Miami. I'll take the Bills as my three-point pick, the Ravens as 2, and the Jets as my 1.
All right, I'll go next because I had 1 point last week. Don had a half a point, which was an embarrassment. Here we go. My two-point pick, it's the Rams-Colts game. So the Rams are 3.5-point favorites over the Colts. This is in Indianapolis. The left side of the offensive line for the Colts is questionable. So even if they play, they might be somewhat limited. I really love this game, and the Rams are just simply a really, really good team. And Stafford has opened up the offense even more. McVay really trusts him. There's one thing that scares me about this game. That's the next three games for the Rams, the Bucs, the Cardinals, and the Seahawks. Are they looking ahead? Well, since it's only the second game, I don't think they are looking ahead. So I'm going to take the Rams for my two-point play, and I'll give the 3.5 to the home team. My three-point play, I'm sorry, I don't fall in love that quickly, and I don't fall out of love that quickly. Never have, never will. No. I mean, going into the season, everybody thought the Eagles were going to be dreadful. They were going to stink. Well, the Eagles win the first game. Now, all of a sudden, you know what? They got a chance to win the division. I don't see it that way. 49ers, three-point favorites over the Eagles in Philly. I'm taking the 49ers.
And beautiful pick.
You might say, well, don't you worry about that trip east. No, I don't. I'm going to tell you why. Because after playing Detroit last week, you know, they stayed in West Virginia all week at a very high-end resort. So there's not going to be any jet lag or anything like that. They have no excuses. And I know they lost Raheem Mostert. I get it. But they've got enough. They've got enough with this team. They've got a brilliant offensive mind running them. And the Eagles, I think that was fool's gold last week. I'm going to take the 49ers. I think they're going to win this game by a lot. That's my three-point
play. I got to tell you, it's a beautiful pick.
Thank you.
Gorgeous.
First pick, weird as Michael's picks tend to be, but second one, beautiful.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Go ahead.
All right, it's going to be a little bit of moving here, I think, this week. My one-point play is going to be Chiefs-Ravens, but I'm going to go against Peter.
All right.
Mahomes 8-3 against the spread in the month of September. Ravens had all kinds of trouble containing Derek Carr. How are they going to be able to contain Mahomes?
Hey, that's Derek Carr you're talking about.
And also, left tackle out for the Ravens. That's always a bit of a problem. So, the hook does scare me just a little bit. The fact that it's on the road, it scares me just a little bit. But you know what? I'm sitting there rooting, and I need points. I like rooting for Patrick Mahomes to get me those points.
And rooting against Peter.
Yes. Because of the hook and because of the road, I'll make it my one-point play. My two-point play. I think the Houston Texans are going to be really, really bad this year. I mean, really bad. And you've got a Brown team that is ticked by the way that they lost their opener when they had the Chiefs on the ropes.
Scary pick. Big number.
They're coming home. It's a ton of points. It's 13 points. I get it.
Oh.
But I think the Browns are going to smack the Texans around and cover by more than two touchdowns as my two-point play.
Wow. I like the
I know
pick.
It's a lot of points, but I think the Texans are a really bad football team.
Despise
bad.
This pick. Wouldn't
I love
this
the pick.
Game.
You're showing some stones, as Nicki Minaj would say.
My three-point play is also kind of tied in. I think the Jaguars are going to be a really, really bad football team. And the Broncos are better than people think. It's on the road. It's also a lot of points. It's 6.
Ooh.
But you know what? Bridgewater, 22-3 against the spread on the road in his career.
Wow. That's a hell of a stat,
The
Don.
Jaguars are a bad football team, and I think Denver's better than people think. Again, Bridgewater can make things happen. I'm getting less than a touchdown. So that's my three-point play. The Broncos covering the 6 on the road in Jacksonville. My two-point play, the Browns covering the 13 at home versus the Texans. And I have the Chiefs on the road versus the Ravens covering the 3.5 as my one-point play.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN.
All right, now, because a new part of our pick segment is that we have our show against DiPietro and Rothenberg. Dave Rothenberg, who's in a bad mood, and says he can only speak for like exactly 1 minute, will make
Go.
His show's pick. Dave.
Hello, fellas. No, I'm in a terrible mood. I'm not over the game from last night, but fortunately for me or you or the audience or whoever, I'm at my son's baseball game. So let me quickly make our selection. We're both 0-1, right? Both of our parties.
That's right.
Here,
yes.
I believe.
Yep.
Yeah, so we're going to bounce back with a win. There's a lot of games that we like this weekend, but the one that we feel most confidently is Pittsburgh. I mean, they're giving 6 right now. They're at home. The Raiders short week, traveling from west to east. We just found out that running back is not going to play in Josh Jacobs. So we feel confidently, and the DiPietro-Rothenberg combination will take Pittsburgh minus the 6.
Now, I know you have to go quickly, but whose finger got cut off? Because you said it wasn't you, so some finger had to be severed.
I could cut your finger off, Michael, if you're interested. No,
give it a shot.
First of all, okay. It was, you know, I don't know. I haven't made that decision yet, that final decision yet. But when I do it, you'll be the first one that I let know. It was heat of the moment. I mean, when Don says he's going to punch Peter in the face, that kind of thing didn't happen.
Yeah, but I didn't send. If I had tweeted that out, I would not have hit send.
You said on the air, Peter, I'm going to punch you right in the face.
But when it's on Twitter, when you're typing it, you're saying it. When you hit send, you confirm. when you speak extemporaneously on the air, you don't hit send. If I had to hit send, Peter, I wouldn't have sent it.
Yeah, that seems nonsensical to me, but that's fine. No finger cut off whatsoever. By the way, how about this real quickly? Peter doesn't send a gift to a wedding, but gets a gift last night in his Washington football team. Unbelievable.
You gave a gift in the wedding, right? You gave the gift that night.
Oh, yeah. I'm not an animal, yeah. And RJ, in fact, said it was a very generous gift. It wasn't the award-winning gift that Rick gave.
It certainly was not. It wasn't even in contention.
Wow. Well, Dave, I hope your son's doing well in the baseball game.
He's 1-for-2 with an RBI, so we're up 2-0 at the moment, so we're feeling good.
Perfect. Thank you, Dave. Have a wonderful week and try to recover.
God. You too.
All right. So
I love the heat in a moment garbage. I love it because even like hashtag Giants, like he makes it seem like it was like a stream of consciousness, but he still knew to hashtag Giants because he wanted the world to know that he was going to cut a finger off.
But
now
didn't.
I'm supposed to believe that it was, oh, it's just the heat of the moment.
No, he's full of it. Anyway, what's our pick?
I think we go with the San Francisco pick. What do you say, Don?
You know what? I was actually thinking about that pick. I really think it's a gorgeous pick by Michael. I like that as well.
All right, let's do it.
Well, there we go. We're both 0-1, both shows. And Peter has the lead. I'm in second place. Don's in last, but I've already lost one because I had the Washington football team.
They did not cover.
Yeah. No. Did you see the back page headline of the news?
No.
So the Washington football team is known as WFT. The back page of the news was WTF, which was a really good headline.
It's really the only negative to that name.
It's too close to that.
It's starting to build momentum to be, you know, the Washington football team. But that's one of the negatives, Peter, that'll probably not have it be the name.
That'll people will always play with the WTF part of it?
Yeah, for sure.
I'll tell you what, though. I do like the unis with the burgundy helmet with the number. It is kind of cool.
It's not too Alabama for you?
I hear what you're saying. It's collegey. It is a little collegey. I acknowledge that. But no, it doesn't make me think of Alabama.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.